Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Samuel chapter 24, I'm going to read verses 4 through 12 with you. And the men of David said unto him, Behold, the day which the Lord said unto thee, Behold, I will deliver thine enemy into thine hand, that thou mayest do to him as thou shalt seem good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. And it came to pass afterward that David's heart smote him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. And he said unto his men, The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master, the Lord's anointed, to stretch forth mine hand against him, seeing he is the anointed of the Lord. So David stayed his servants with these words, and suffered them not to rise against Saul. But Saul rose up out of the cave and went on his way. David also rose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, My lord the king. When Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, Wherefore hearest thou men's words, saying, Behold, David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord had delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee. But mine eyes spared thee, and I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in it that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in my hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. The Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. Saul did not want David to be the next king. Saul had already been told by God that because of his disobedience, his family would be removed from the kingly line. Saul continued to disobey God and was trying to get his own way, and Saul had been trying to kill David and was hunting him like an animal. David is in the wilderness of En Gedi and hiding in a cave, and Saul and his men hide in the same cave. During the night, David's men convince David to do something to Saul. Said, look, this is the opportunity you said God was going to give you. And David said, yes, but I'm going to let God take Saul out, not me. And David reached out and cut the bottom of Saul's clothing off. And David let Saul live. And in the morning, Saul got up and walked out. And David and his men followed behind. And David calls unto the king and says, hey, who told you that I'm trying to kill you? Saul knows that David has been in that cave now all night and could have killed him and did not. David says, look at the bottom of your garment and look what I have in my hand. I could have killed you, but I chose not to. I didn't want to take the Lord's anointed. You see, David could have done whatever he wanted with him. David, unlike most Christians, predetermined his actions or his behavior towards Saul. David had said all along he would not lift up his hand against God's anointed. And when the opportunity came, he did what he was supposed to do. Most people live reactionary lives to everything around them. They live like a pinball bouncing around in a machine from one bumper to another. God does not want us reacting in life. He wants us to live or act our life out. Let me give you several statements to help you today. Number one, what is action and reaction? Action is a planned principle. Action is like the offense of a sports team. The offense determines the play and has the advantage. Reaction means you respond to the action. Reaction is like the defense of a sports team. The defense has to wait until the offense moves, and then they must quickly react in order to stop or slow them down. The Christian should always stay on offense in his behavior, because to live in reaction means someone else is determining our behavior. David did not live by reaction, he lived by action. And that means this: no one else can ruin your mood, your attitude. I often say, my attitude is my fault. I don't let others ruin my attitude, or I am reacting to them. Number two, don't spend casual time with people who cause you to react. There are some people that just know how to push your buttons. Well, don't put your buttons where they can push them. When people rub you the wrong way, you need to not be rubbed. You see, you don't put yourself in a position to where you have to be continually reacting. Number three, don't read materials by or about, or listen things said by or about those that cause you to react. I don't read things that are in the news that I know are going to make me angry. I don't want to be angry. I don't have somebody that has changed in the ministry and go read their books and find out why they changed. I don't want to get all upset over something. I don't listen to preachers who will cause me to react negatively. The wise person doesn't allow people's materials or words to cause them to react. You know, I hate to say it, some preachers just preach to get a reaction, and I don't believe that. Number four, there are times you have to ignore what makes you react. Discipline your mind not to hear or not to react to what's happening. Don't frustrate yourself by thinking about it. Let it happen, walk past it, and go on. If it's not in your area of rule, let it happen. There's a person in a nearby town that protests everything that is right. I was on the street, and he was cussing me out one day, and I was going in to pray for a public meeting, and he just about got arrested for it. And the officer said, "Do you want me to do something?" And I said, "No, everybody has the right to be stupid." I didn't think about what he said. I didn't put 2 cents into it. I didn't let it affect my attitude. That's what I'm talking about. Number four, plan your reactions to every situation you can. In other words, plan how you're going to act, not just let it happen. Foresee what may happen and decide how you are going to behave when it does. Decide in advance how to lose your temper. Decide in advance whether you're going to say anything or not. Plan in advance how to handle the criticism. Plan your thoughts of what to go to when it does happen. And that's what God wants in your life. How do we live peaceably with how we act? Let's act and not react. That is God's plan. Let's have a great day today. And let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Sing the news.